Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natures Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Manifest, 7 Steps to Living Your Best Life, authored by Roxy Nafusi, serves as a comprehensive guide to unlocking the power of manifestation. It skillfully demystifies the principles of manifesting desires into reality, transforming it from a mystical concept into a practical, actionable philosophy. Nafusi's personal journey of transformation and empowerment informs the book's core, making it not only a guide but a testament to the potential within manifestation. Through a blend of personal narrative, psychological insights, and actionable steps, the book aims to empower readers to achieve their dreams by harnessing the power of the Irawa's thoughts and actions. It's an invitation to embark on a journey of self-discovery, alignment, and ultimately, the realization of one's best life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding manifestation. At the heart of Nafusi's book is a clear and insightful exploration of what manifestation truly means. Contrary to popular belief, manifestation is not about wishful thinking or mere positive thinking. It's a nuanced process involving clarity of desire, aligning one's thoughts and emotions with those desires, and taking deliberate actions towards achieving them. The book delves into the psychological underpinnings of manifestation, drawing from quantum physics and the law of attraction to explain how our thoughts and beliefs shape our reality. It demystifies the process, making it accessible and understandable, thereby empowering readers to begin practicing manifestation effectively in their own lives. Secondly, the 7 steps to manifestation, Nafusi outlines a structured step-by-step approach to manifesting one's desires, breaking down the process into 7 actionable steps. These steps guide the reader from the initial phase of self-reflection and desire identification to the final stages of gratitude and letting go. Each step is meticulously explained, complete with exercises and reflections to aid in internalizing and applying the concepts. The steps cover critical aspects such as the importance of understanding one's worth, removing mental blocks, embracing positive beliefs, visualization techniques, and the power of gratitude. This structured approach demystifies the manifestation process, making it a tangible and practical method for achieving personal goals and improving one's life. Thirdly, overcoming mental blocks and negative beliefs. A significant portion of the book is dedicated to identifying and overcoming the mental blocks and negative beliefs that hinder the manifestation process. Nafusi employs a compassionate yet straightforward approach to confronting self-doubt, fear, and limiting beliefs. She offers practical strategies for reprogramming the mind, relying on techniques such as affirmations, journaling, and mindfulness practices. This section is vital, addressing the internal barriers that often prevent individuals from fully embracing and practicing manifestation. By providing tools for self-reflection and mental reconditioning, Nafusi empowers readers to clear the path towards achieving their dreams. Fourthly, the role of actions in manifestation. While much of the manifestation dialogue focuses on thoughts and beliefs, Nafusi significantly emphasizes the importance of taking concrete actions towards realizing one's desires. She clarifies that manifesting isn't a passive process, but one that requires active engagement and effort. The book provides practical advice on setting goals, planning, and executing steps that align with one's aspirations. By highlighting the synergy between belief and action, Nafusi guides readers through creating a balanced approach to manifestation that integrates mental, emotional, and physical efforts. This emphasizes that while mindset is crucial, tangible progress demands action. Lastly, sustaining belief and navigating setbacks. Manifestation is not always a linear journey. It involves highs and lows, successes, and setbacks. Nafusi addresses this reality candidly, providing insights into sustaining belief in the face of challenges. She emphasizes resilience, patience, and the importance of trusting the process, even when outcomes are not immediate. By sharing personal anecdotes and strategies for maintaining a positive outlook, she encourages readers to view setbacks as opportunities for growth. This chapter instills a sense of persistence and faith, underlining the importance of staying committed to one's manifestation journey amidst the inevitable ups and downs. In conclusion, Manifest 7 Steps to Living Your Best Life by Roxy Nafusi is not merely a book. It's a transformative journey that encourages readers to dive into the depths of their desires and equips them with the tools to turn dreams into reality. It is an essential read for anyone seeking personal growth, self-awareness, and the fulfillment of their aspirations. Whether you are new to the idea of manifestation or looking to deepen your understanding and practice, Nafusi's pragmatic and inspirational guide offers something of value. By integrating the teachings of this book, readers can expect to see a positive transformation in their mindset, actions, and ultimately, their lives. The blend of personal insight, psychological theory, and practical advice makes it a powerful catalyst for change, suitable for anyone ready to embrace their power and manifest their best life. If you would like to support Roxy Nafusi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!